Hello, everyone. This is Alexia with Matter of Fact, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And today I'm doing a solo show. Mia's not here. She's in Miami still. I miss her dearly. Good news, Charlie is back from Belize, and he has his show tomorrow at 10 p.m. Zen or the Skill to Catch a Vibe. I was subbing for him. Not last week, but the 2 weeks before that. And it was very exciting to get back into the radio because I wasn't on for such a long time over the summer. I was taking a little break, but now I'm back. I have this slot, 8 to 9 p.m. every Monday. And hopefully when Mia gets back in August, I can have my right-hand man. And it'll be very exciting. Don't have much to talk about today, you know. I'm here by myself. I had a couple people that were gonna be on, but they had to cancel, so I'm doing a little solo show. And as usual, matter of fact, now that I'm back to it, has a little theme to it every week. So if you can guess what that is by the end of the show, you know, play along. We're just listening to No More Like That by EFWON. And right now we're listening to In a Sentimental Mood by Duke Ellington and John Coltrane. And then coming up is Just a Girl by No Doubt, Flagpole Sitta by Harvey Danger, and That's What You Get by Paramore. And then Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind, and then we're going to have another vocal break. Well, this week has been pretty bad just because of the weather. I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but the extreme heat made me go a little crazy, and I broke down and I bought an air conditioner for my window. My apartment has no AC, and all of us in my little apartment have been literally roasting, boiling like some lobsters. But it's been much better now for me since I have AC. I feel bad for the rest of the gang. Charlie's used to it because he was just in Belize in the 90 degree heat every single day, but it's like basically the same as here, so we've been all going through it. But you know, I'm happy with the AC. I don't know, everybody else can come huddle in like some penguins in the reverse direction. But yeah, I don't really have much else to talk about today since I'm by myself. I much prefer riffing off of others. But today is just a nice horrendously rainy day outside, but let's stay positive. I'm enjoying the rain because my car has a leak in it, and it's raining in my car now too. But my housemate Megan has the same problem, so I think we're both suffering together. But you know, besides that, it's been great. You know, this week has been wonderful. I had to put Charlie's show on sub last week because I was in the Cape, and that was great. Had a nice little vacation, and you know, this week I'm just gonna be working, but it was nice to get a break. But the rain obviously helps a little bit with the heat, so maybe this will be a little bit of a relief for some people that also don't have AC. Should go out and get one if you're able. All right, I'll see you guys at the next break.
We'll be right back. girl, then she lives for me. Said she lives for me, ovation. Who won't motivation? She comes out and she goes down on me. And I'll make you smile like a drug for you. Do ever what you wanna do, coming over you. Keep on smiling, what we go through. One stop to the rhythm that divides you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like a coda with the curse. On the mattress one, and you hold me, and we are broken. Still it's not it, I wanna feel just a little. Now feel myself heavy on the ground. I'm scared, I'm not coming down. No, no, and I won't run for my life. She's got the top down, locked down in a smile, but nothing is alright, alright. Me through this life, baby. I want something else. Not listening when you say.
Hello, everybody. It's me again. It's about that time. Distracted driving is a dangerous epidemic on America's roadways. Stay safe behind the wheel. Visit StopTechStopWrecks.org and learn more. Extremely based PSA about distracted driving because as I've been driving around lately, been a lot of people almost getting into car accidents with me, and I really don't appreciate it. You know, all those people driving their cars around me, watch your back. Anyways, got a lot of fake friends not listening. I'd like to shout out all my friends that are listening. And I honestly really want to talk about the music, because this music is really important to me. I grew up with this music. We just heard Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind, and then That's What You Get by Paramore, and then Fly Pulsetta by Harvey Danger, and then Just a Girl by No Doubt. Right now we're listening to Number One Green Street by Grant Green. It's just some jazz in the background. Coming up is Stacey's Mom by Fountains of Wayne, then Here It Goes Again by OK Go, then Say It Ain't So by Weezer, and then another vocal break. So far, we've listened to incredible bangers. Honestly, some of my favorite music of all time is this, like, pop-punk, early 2000s music that either my mom would listen to it in the car, or I'd listen to it on my own. Like, the first time I got, like, an iPod, this was the type of music that was on it. Like, Just a Girl by No Doubt. Besides, like, Britney Spears and, like, talks about Britney Spears, that was a total classic. I need to have a show about music like that. The girl boss music. But anyways, this music is, like, it's when I really started to, like, discover music and really think about, like, what music is and what it sounds like and what it means. And it was a way for me to kind of, like, bond with my mom, because she would always play this, like, and she would download things on my iPod for me. So it was always really nice to have that going on, have that little connection with my mom. But Just a Girl by No Doubt, like, it was a classic. It was a transgender moment, that's all I say. And the rest of the songs that I'm going to be playing today, like Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne is coming up towards the end, and it's just such a classic. I love the sound of everything that went on in the early 2000s, and like, it's literally like my childhood, and I really enjoy listening to music like this. Right now, my music taste has kind of like evolved into something greater. My music taste has evolved like literally every month of my life. I'm very much into like indie stuff, like anything indie, which sounds so pretentious to say, but it's true. And I really have been like trying to get into newer genres of music, and I've been listening to like a bunch of stuff to be able to have a bit more of diverse range with the radio. And I think when Mia comes back and we can collab a little bit more, we're gonna do a lot more interesting themes for our show. I just think that like it'll be really great to reach a broader audience, because I don't want to play the same type of music every show. I can't play the same like five indie bands over and over again. I can't be playing Mac DeMarco every single time for an instrumental. So I think like diversifying my music taste is something that I've been really striving to do, because I listen to music all the time. I'll be on the T, I'll be listening to music. I'll listen to it when I wake up, listen to it when I'm driving. It's just like, it's such an integral part of my life that I just kind of like forget that it exists. And sometimes I feel like I'm like not really taking advantage of it, but it's losing its value when I listen to it constantly and I'm not really like paying attention. So I'm really trying to find meaning within music and like what it means to me, and trying to listen to something new rather than listening to the same thing over and over again, because it just gets so repetitive. And once my ears start to get blind to music, I really just don't appreciate it as much, and it doesn't have as much impact, where like music is just such an impactful thing for me that it's all I want to do is just listen to music. So it's so great. Obviously, if you're listening to the radio, like not many people listen to the radio anymore. You're either my friend or you're genuinely interested in listening to the radio. Props to you, because I don't have the attention span for listening to the radio anymore, because I want to be able to be the one to control what I'm listening to. So I've been trying to really listen to the radio when I'm driving, or I bought this little CD player that's also a radio that I play for my birds sometimes while I'm gone. And it really, I think these days people just like want to like have no ads, you know, listen to just like whatever they want or watch whatever they want, and like people's attention spans are going crazy. Like, I don't have Subway Surfers below my music. I gotta get off. WMFO needs to have soap cutting videos and Subway Surfers on their online platform, because that's really necessary these days. But I'm trying to get used to being really grateful for like what I'm listening to and really enjoying what I have, because life is just so much more beautiful than just like letting it happen. Anyways, I'm not gonna talk about philosophical stuff anymore. This is number one Green Screen Again by Grant Green, and then coming up is Stacey's Mom by Fountains of Wayne. And then Here It Goes Again by OK Go, then Say It Ain't So by Weezer, and then I'm going to have another vocal break. I have no idea what I'm going to talk about. That's 7 minutes too? Ooh, I'm really going to have to think. I'll probably think about the music more in depth. We're going to hear Weezer. I don't know, people have mixed opinions about Weezer, but personally I love it. Alright, I'm going to finish the song, I'll let you guys listen, and I will talk to you again soon.
Thank you. going down swinging. I'll be your number one with the bullet. A loaded gun, jaw flex, cock it and pull it. We're going down, down, in and around. And sugar, we're going down swinging. I'll be your number one with the bullet. A loaded gun, jaw flex, cock it and pull it. We're going down. Now I'm of consenting age to be forgetting you in a cabaret somewhere downtown where a burlesque queen may even ask my name as she sheds her skin on stage. I'm seated and sweating to a dead song on the club's PA. The strip joint veteran sits to a wave, smirking between dignified tips of his dignified peach and lime daiquiri.
Exactly where you like me, I'm exactly where you like me. this honey is drowning my icebox. Somebody's cold one is giving me chills. Guess I'll just close my eyes. Oh yeah.
Close in a place like this, anything goes with-
Hello, everyone. This is the end of my show for the night. I kind of added in a couple songs that weren't originally on cue, so I haven't spoken much at all. We just heard Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne, then Somebody Told Me by The Killers, then Say It Ain't So by Weezer, then Here It Goes Again by OK Go, then But It's Better If You Do by Panic at the Disco, then Sugar We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy, then Stacey's Mom by Fountain of Wayne. A ton of bangers back to back to back from the early 2000s. I am loving it. This was like probably my favorite playlist that I've made for my show so far. Since I started. I mean, there have been some other bangers, but like this one, it's just one after the other. And I really wasn't talking very much this whole time, so I was able to fit in as much as I possibly could. But yeah, I've had a good time. It's now dark out in here in Medford, and I can't see, but the rain probably has subsided by now. Hopefully, it's supposed to end by 9, and it's 5 minutes till 9. So hopefully, when I step outside to go to my car, it'll be nice and clear with no leaking car. Let's hope for the best. No car leaking. I'm gonna have to put a towel down in there because the water's just coming right out of the top of my windshield. It's wonderful. But yeah, this is Alexia with Matter of Fact, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'll be here the same time next week, 8 to 9 p.m. with Matter of Fact, and it has been a pleasure to be on. Hopefully next week will be a little less dreary, a little less scorching hot, you know, maybe somewhere in between. I am looking forward to next week. I might actually be on tomorrow with Charlie, so we'll see. But it was good to see everybody, and I will see you next week. See ya.
Me in the hallway, and you don't think I can see it, do you? I've been watching you for ages, and I spend my time trying not to feel it. But what would you do?